Wow, what a service already. I can't deny that the whole visual of the scripture as the potter and the clay is a very beautiful picture for me. Last week we sang as our hymn of response, "Have thine own way, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay." Talking about God molding us. Such an easy picture, easy topic done. Amen. Easy sermon. But sadly, it's not that easy. First of all, Jeremiah's words here, once again, are a little hard to hear. There's quite a bit of judgment in those words. They make God to be a little less as a beautiful sculptor and a little more as a perfectionist and a destroyer. But the good news for us as individuals is that Jeremiah was not talking to individuals. He was talking to the community. Now, while that's great for you and I on our own, it's a little harder to hear as a church. Jeremiah, in this passage, shows us that God intends to mold our community of faith in our collective social, religious, and political lives to serve a divine purpose. I think this molds so perfectly with our psalm lesson today, because that bringing together of the community is the creating of the clay. That comes from a fact that God knows each and every one of us intimately. A God who made every fiber of our being and who understands our coming and our going, who is acquainted with all of our ways, who knew us before we were even conceived, and who, if we will open and allow to guide us, will lead us to the community of faith where we're each one called to serve. Now, I'm going to step on my soapbox for just a bit, and I need you to understand and believe with all my heart that in May of 2000, God made it painfully clear to me that this was where I was being called to serve. I believed that then, and I continue to believe that today. But I also believe with all of my heart that every individual of this church, if they're open to it, God will lead them to the community of faith that they're equally called to serve in. And I hope and pray that each one of you feel that call to this church. I'm really not preaching a sermon on church membership, but it is important to be reminded that we each have an important role to play in the body of Christ. And it's important to remember that it's not about the most convenient church. It's not about the shortest service length. It's not about the most entertaining or the church that asks the least of you. It's about being where God wants you to serve. Because God knows you intimately. Because God has a divine reason for bringing groups of people together. And that is how the clay is created. And it's so important that every element of the clay be right. Because God knows us intimately, because God has a divine reason for bringing us together, there are some expectations that Jeremiah feels we need to be reminded of. When the potter is working on the wheel, their desire is to make a useful vessel. The potter doesn't work aimlessly. Every move, every turn of the wheel, every push and pull of the clay, for no reason at all. They have a person. They have a purpose. I've not worked on clay much. I did a little bit in high school, and my purpose was always for the clay to turn into something. And sadly, I didn't continue with working with clay because I never could create something that had a useful purpose. But God means to use this church for a specific purpose, one that far exceeds anything that we can think of, and most certainly far more important to the kingdom of God than the minute details that the church sometimes allows itself to get caught up in. The limits we place on ourselves and the limits that we place on our community of faith are exactly that. They are self-imposed limits. If we trust and allow God to guide us, there is no limit to what God can do through us as a church. We are each unique individuals. That means we do need to continue working on knowing ourselves. Dustin's song this morning was so perfect. We have to know who we are, and we have to find a place where we fit. That's why we offer so many different groups and gatherings here. Not because we want to keep you busy or out of trouble, as the saying used to go, to keep you out of the bars. That's not why we gather here. That's not why we have Sunday school and Wednesday night activities and why we have Tuesday and faith and film. We have these things because each of us need to continue working on who we are and where we fit in this body. The interpersonal relationship of church are what keep them alive. It's what keeps them breathing. It's where we reflect God to each other. The right hand works better if it knows the left hand. I know we're busy. But following Christ isn't easy. Every Sunday morning on the way to church, Roy and I listen to the radio station, Coke FM, Gospel on Sunday morning. It's my favorite time on the radio. And so we listen to it as we drive in, and then I usually turn it on in my office because I love to hear the good old gospel hymns and songs sung. And one of my favorite that is sung almost every week is a song called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? We want to be good Christians, and we want to be a strong church, but we don't want to do what it takes to be that. We want the great ending, but that requires some work. Another thing I think Jeremiah is saying to us in this scripture is that the potter really knows the condition of the clay and what is emerging from the clay, and they have to react accordingly. That means that if the clay is dry, they need to add a little water. If it's leaning here, they need to push a little pressure here. They need to shape it quickly sometimes, and sometimes they need to slow the wheel down. All things that help prepare and shape the clay. And sometimes the clay just has a flaw that can't be repaired, and the potter has to just push it down and start over. God's work requires shaping communities who bear witness to the redemption of God's love. It is the work of God for the people of God, out of love for all of creation. So it's fair to say that when communities don't do the work of God, that they can be broken down. And sometimes some pressure has to be applied here, and sometimes some things have to be added, and sometimes it has to be collapsed and broken down. And that's not an easy thing to face, but it's very important to remember that it's not our job to keep this church alive. It's not our job to keep things going. It's our job to stay in relationship with God. It's our job as a community to do the work that God calls us to do and the work that God continues to mold us to do. That's how we stay alive. That's how we stay vital, is by staying in relationship with God. We're entering into the most important time of the year. We began looking at our ministry council for the coming year. We began moving towards our consecration Sunday and the creation of our budget and what we say we want to do next year. What do we feel like God is calling us to do next year? We ask what mission activities we're going to work towards and what education programs we're going to have and what we're going to do in worship. And we each have to ask ourselves, what role does God want me to play? What ministry does God want me to serve in? It's imperative that we recognize that what work God has set before us is God's work. We need to not allow the fears of this world to dampen our faith in what we're called to do. We can't limit God. These coming months are about faith. There's nothing we can't do if God calls us to do it. I remind you of the little church in El Paso that we visited, where 50 people served 10,000 people Thanksgiving week. Serve them a hot meal. There is nothing we can't do if God calls us to do it, and if we have the faith to follow that call. And finally, I feel like Jeremiah is saying to us that there is a time when the potter is working on the clay and its future is set. And short of destroying it, it's going to be what it's going to be. If they've pulled up a bowl and it is forming as a bowl, it's very difficult to change that bowl into a chalice. So there's a moment when the clay is set and its future is determined. We as church have some watershed moments like that. I could look back over the 62 years and come up with so many different things. When we decided to ordain the first woman into ministry in Texas, it was a watershed moment for this church. When we decided to step away from the national convention because they strayed from the Baptist distinctives that we so strongly hold dear, the authority of the scripture, and that each one of us have the right to interpret the scripture our own way, the priesthood of all believers, that no one has to come between you and God, the separation of church and state, and the autonomy of the local church, giving us the right as a church to make the decisions that we've made. Another watershed moment for Highland Park has to be the decision in 2005 to take the time we needed to work and do and become the healthy church that we needed to be, both spiritually and as our community together. We took that time and we looked at ourselves and we stopped letting the decisions of the minutiae get in the way. And we started joining together and finding ways that we could work together. 4 years ago, we began looking at our structure and we decided that we wanted to be a ministry-run church and not a board-run church. And that has become a life-giving move for this community. Each one of us could stand and testify to different events in this life of this church that has made it what it is today. But Jeremiah reminds us that every decision we make as a community molds us into the instrument that God wants us to be. It's imperative that we stay tuned to what God would have us to do. It could be very easy to get caught up in this scripture and write it off as just another one of Jeremiah's judgment talks. God is judgmental and there's no chance that we can measure up. But that's not what this scripture is saying. This scripture is a scripture of hope that clay can be worked and can be reworked. God can raise out of a community of flawed people a beautiful vessel of divine love and justice with greater beauty than we can ever imagine. Clay work is messy. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but I never came out of a session without being covered with clay. We're created in God's image. We participate in the creating just as we are created. We need to expect to get our hands dirty. We need to run some risk. We need to step out on faith. We need to face some failure. And when we fail, we need to scrape up the clay and try again. Following Christ is not supposed to be easy. Following Jesus leads to the cross. There's no question about that. It's not an easy road, but the result is resurrection and eternal life. May we together allow ourselves to be shaped by God. And may we continue to become the community of faith that God intends for us to become. Amen and amen.